Welcome back, Art Explorers, ready to dive into something extraordinary.
Always ready to uncover hidden gems. What are we looking at today?
Today, we're tackling Graham Watt's Good Luck Bear. And let me tell you, this isn't your average bear painting. We've got the image up for everyone joining us. And wow, those colors are something else.
Bold, for sure.
Yeah.
Not the usual palette for a bear portrait.
Yeah, we're talking vibrant blues and purples, almost neon, against this stark black background. It's striking. Now, you're the Watts aficionado. Is this typical of his work?
Not at all. Watts is known for his urban landscape. Think solitary figures against concrete jungles, that sort of thing. So to see him venture into the natural world and with such a vibrant palette, it's a definite departure.
Huh. So maybe those lonely city vibes carried over to this piece.
It's possible. There's a definite sense of isolation, even with the bright colors.
It's like Bear is glowing, almost trapped against that darkness. And speaking of, it's a decent size, too. About 30 by 40 inches. Not huge, but big enough to make an impact.
Oh, absolutely. And that's where Watt's masterful use of texture comes in. He blends this incredibly realistic fur texture with those fantastical colors. It's jarring in the best way possible. You can practically feel the fur.
Yeah, and you almost want to reach out, touch it, try to figure it out.
Yeah.
The description mentions dynamism and fantasy, and I get it, but it also feels kind of off, you know? I mean, bears to me scream power, unpredictability, not necessarily fantasy.
Right, and that's what's so brilliant about this piece. Watts is playing with those preconceived notions. We have these inherent ideas about bears being wild, powerful creatures.
Untamed.
Exactly. And he infuses that with this almost magical, otherworldly quality.
Which makes me wonder about that title, Good Luck Bear. Feels almost ironic, don't you think?
Definitely. There's a certain melancholy to this piece, a sense of something not quite right. So to call it Good Luck Bear, it makes you question the meaning.
Like he's challenging us to find the good luck in this seemingly somber scene.
Precisely. And if we consider Watts's other work, his exploration of urban isolation, well, it begs the question, is this good luck bear, bathed in these unreal colors, a symbol of hope, a reflection of our own desire for beauty and connection, even in unexpected places?
Man, so much to unpack here. So listeners, picture this painting in your mind's eye. Those almost neon colors, the bear's intense gaze. What's your gut reaction? What's this good luck bear saying to you?
It's like Watts threw down a gauntlet with this vibrant enigma.
Right. Like, here you go. Decipher this. Yep. So what are we left with after this deep dive?
Well, for me, it reinforces the power of art to spark conversation. We all bring our own interpretations to the table. Maybe Watts was exploring how we as humans project our emotions onto nature. Or perhaps it's simply a commentary on how color and texture can evoke powerful emotions.
It's definitely made me look at bears in a whole new light, that's for sure. If you could ask Graham Watts one question about Good Luck Bear, what would it be? Tweet us, message us, let us know. And folks, if you ever had the chance to see this piece in person, don't hesitate. You won't regret it. Till next time, keep those imaginations sparking.